Shalom, friends. This is your friendly neighborhood podcast host, Jake Rubin. Welcome to MSU Hillel's The Weekly Kvetch. This podcast features news, interviews, and a whole lot of kvetching. So, I'm excited for you to join me and my trusty producers, Sophie and Nate, as we dive deep into all things Jewish.
Hello, and welcome back to The Weekly Kvetch. I remain your host, Jake Rubin, and alongside my producers, Sophie, Nate, and MSU Hillel, we are super excited to be back for a season two in 2021. 2020. That's where the twos are from. It's not...
You said 2020.
20201. 2021. The twos don't come from the new year. They come from our podcast. Fun fact. That's where the two comes from. We're super excited to be back. And this will be a fun little New Year's themed episode where we're going to be talking about the new year, our plans for this year. And yeah, so thank you for coming by. We missed you. We missed you. So
it was a long couple weeks, but we're back.
It was. But we needed a little break. You know, your favorite fetchers, we need to relax at home and take some naps. And so we're all napped up. We're all ready for the new year. Before we get started, though, we do have a word from our sponsors. So let's hear it.
The Weekly Kvetch is sponsored by MSU Hillel, the place to be for more than 3,500 Jewish students at MSU. The Weekly Kvetch is also sponsored by Mezuzahs. Don't hang one above your bathroom door, Mezuzahs.
Well, thank you, sponsors. So now we're going to move on to a part of the podcast called Let's Give Them Something to Kvetch About. Let's give them
something. Kvetch. Something. Kvetch. Kvetch.
So what are we kvetching about this week?
First things first, peep the new intro. My beautiful singing voice.
Very nice. Very good job.
Yeah. So today we're going to be kvetching about the mask holes in America. If you don't know what a mask hole is someone who does not wear their mask correctly while they are out in public. Either that's right underneath their nose or not even wearing their mask correctly or not even wearing a mask at all. I hate people sometimes, you know, the mask holes.
I'm very excited that this is something that we are kvetching about because one of my some would call it the inspiration for this this segment, but one of my fun, like, you know, winter break extravaganzas was I went to Target, as one does, buying shaving cream and then $50 worth of other stuff I didn't need. And I saw so many people who either had their mask off completely, they didn't have one on. There was like five people who didn't, I counted, or they had their nose covered, which I don't know, you know, we don't need to get into super aggressive detail, but I think we all can understand that you breathe out of your mouth and your nose. Air comes in both places. We might not always breathe out of our nose, but what if you sneeze? Regardless, if your mask is not up over your nose, you're wasting your time, you're wasting everyone else's time, you're wasting your life, you're wasting everyone else's life. So I made an Instagram account where I'm going to expose people. And I'm doing it very tastefully. So like I'm not posting anyone who doesn't have a mask on at all, because I think we can, I can either assume that they're extremely aggressive or that they have a different ability that means they can't wear a mask. So I'm not even going to go there, but I looked it up. I looked at the Americans with Disability Act website, the CDC, the Ingham County, which is Ingham is where East Lansing is, where Michigan State is, the Ingham County Health Department, and the Oakland County Health Department, where Metro Detroit is, most of it. And none of them say that it is okay to have your nose covered. So now I'm exposing everyone who has their nose out. They are mask holes.
Mask holes.
Mask holes. That is so funny. I think I saw your Instagram account pop up for me the other day, and I was like, what is this? And now you'll have to plug it at the end so everybody can follow it. But that is really, really funny. I see mask holes all the time. All the time. You know, Kroger, Target, yes. Meijer.
Well, I have a story once you're done.
Oh, okay. Well, my story isn't really it's just me, you know, complaining. It's me fetching, you know. It's just, you know, people that wear masks, you might as well go all the way, right? Like, it's already halfway on your face. You might as well slide it up. At this point, it's just like, come on, like, putting it on top of your head does nobody any good. It's not a fashion statement. If anything, I'm just stating that you're not fashionable. That's the statement. So that's what I have to say about that. And what's your story?
So I was at Kroger with my mom and my sister. I think it was like last week or whatever. But there was this woman who, okay, I'm going to paint a picture here.
Paint it.
She's probably in her like late 50s, early 60s, okay? Uh-huh. She straight up has a piece of paper, like a laminated piece of paper, holding it above her face saying, medically exempt from wearing a mask, like, and stuff like that. Basically, that's what it said. But she wasn't even... she was just holding it above her face, and half the time she wasn't even holding it above her face. So like, why, if you're medically exempt, you have a sign and you're trying to protect your face, but you're not even protecting your face half the time. Like, so stupid. And then Kroger played like the little announcement, like, all guests and people that work here must wear a mask. And I'm like, oh, that's a direct at.
I've seen some like creative masks where like people, it's like a mask opening so they can eat. But the problem is that when the mask opens, there goes the point of the mask, right?
Yep.
So it's just like, you know, and then like the face shields, it's just like, it's fun just seeing what people come up with to cover their face. Like, we have masks. Masks are simple, but you know, they work. We don't need to go and do some crazy, you know, out there things, but who knows? Who knows, man?
Yes.
Yeah. My other frustration with it is that, and I think we've actually said this on the Weekly Fetch before, but that maybe not, but whatever. Wearing a mask or your stance on masks is not a political situation, right? And if you make it a political situation, then you are not paying attention to what politics are versus anything else. And you can take that as a statement stated by Nate Strauss, but it's really important because I think that, you know, this space, like the Weekly Fetch, is a non-political space. It's not anti one thing, pro another, whatever. It's non-political, and you can still like be pro mask and not be political. And the people who are making this all about politics, they're the ones who are suffering the most. And so I think that that's where it's really important that we understand that you yourself might not get COVID, or you might be asymptomatic, and like, that's amazing. And I would hope that no one has any symptoms. You're not going to hear from someone at the grocery store who you gave it to because you sneezed on them, and like, they're now in the hospital, right? And so that's what's very frustrating about this, because it's not political. It has nothing to do with politics. There were politicians on both sides of the aisle who are wearing masks in Washington, D.C. Sunday, yesterday, today. Like, it doesn't matter. It's so ridiculous. It's such a kvetch.
Such a kvetch.
I think that was very, very well put. It's, you know, it's a human issue. It's not a political issue. You want to stay alive, you do it. You don't want to stay. It's just, then there's science, you know, science. I don't,
science.
It's science. Amen to science. And on that note, that's our little fetch about masks. But this is a new year. Surprise. Boom. New year. Lots of smiles. Hopefully this year's better than the last one. So what did we do during break? We had a little bit of break. What did you do during break? Any fun stories? Any fun activities? I didn't do too much over break. I laid around. I finally watched TV. I've been so busy with school that I haven't really had the chance to watch any TV shows. So I finally got caught up. I'm rewatching all the Marvel movies, which is something that I love the Marvel movies. Don't get me started on those Marvel movies. So I'm rewatching them, and that's kind of what I've been doing. I ate a lot of food too. I don't want to, you know, don't look at the scale. It's holiday season. Just enjoy yourself, right? So life's too short.
I know it's not Marvel, but did you watch the new Wonder Woman movie?
I didn't, but I've heard very, very mixed things about it. So I gave it a good shot and I wasn't able to finish it. And I love those movies too. And I was like, did you see that?
Yeah, I watched it. The beginning one was kind of slow, but like, I don't know. Gal Gadot's a badass, so.
Heck yeah, she is. She's Israeli too.
I know.
Shout out to Gal Gadot. Shout out to Israel for making Gal Gadot.
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm trying to think what I did over break.
Yeah.
Well, there's a couple exciting things. Number one, I ordered a Peloton in October.
Exciting.
Well, here's the saga. Ready? So I ordered a Peloton in October. I ordered it online because I had bought a bike of another company and it broke. And I don't want to slam them because for some it might work. It broke. I returned it. I ordered a Peloton. They said it was going to take from October 10th to January 18th, and I was like, absolutely not. So I canceled it. Bought another bike from the same company, the most expensive one from that company, which was still cheaper than Peloton, and it broke. So I returned it and I was like, forget about this. I don't care how long I have to wait. I'm getting my Peloton. Uh-huh. I ordered the Peloton at Thanksgiving and it came over break. So it was about 3.5 weeks delivery, which is really, really good. So that was delivered. It is, you know, my child. That was exciting. And other than that, I just was watching, even though like now I don't like it anymore, like now I'm irritated by it, but I was watching The Office like so many times because it's now off Netflix.
Yeah.
And so I like had to watch, I had to get my fix because like I don't have access to Peacock TV right now, which is where it is.
Peacock's free.
Yeah, but with commercials, I'm not watching it with commercials. Oh. Yeah, I know. So then I decided like I will eventually subscribe to Peacock because it has all like Parks and Rec and The Office, like it's all my favorite shows. But I need like one more show to be on there for me to like feel like it's worth it. Yeah. So, and those are like I think everyone has like a comfort show, right? Like you could watch it mindlessly in the background and you don't have to worry about you're not paying attention. And for me, it's mostly like sitcoms, like 30-minute sitcoms. And it's devastating. It's not there anymore, but my heart will have to go on.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's exciting though about the Peloton. Who's your favorite instructor?
Wow. Okay. This is first of all, I have a lot to say about it.
Yeah.
My favorite instructor of all time is Robin Arzone.
Uh-huh.
She is in charge of all fitness for Peloton. She's an amazing instructor. I also like Allie Love. But last night I took an Alex Toussaint class. I think that's his name.
Uh-huh.
And it was 30 minutes and it was supposed to be a pop ride. And I was like, okay, cool. Like I sing Elizabeth's song. I feel good about it. I was like huffing and puffing. It like my legs were in pain. That's usually like something that happens later. Uh-huh. It was like so hard. And the entire time he was smiling like, ha ha ha, you're going to get it. You're going to do it. It's going to be fine. Meanwhile, we're at, like our resistance is at like 65 out of 100 and you start at basically zero. So I was like, what is happening here? But I felt very capable after and I woke up this morning feeling great. So he actually might now be one of my favorites.
Well, that's awesome. I'm a big Cody fan. I love Cody Rigsby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I love his pop music. During the quarantine, actually, I lost a lot of weight because my mom got a Peloton. And so I just mooched off of it. So I mean, mine as well. And so, so I'm a little bit behind on that. But yeah. Okay. So speaking of.
Are you friends on Peloton?
We should add you on Peloton. I haven't gone on it in a while, though. So I'm a little rusty, but I'll add you after.
mine is
a Jakey Poo is my name. Ooh. Jakey Poo, if you're listening, add me on Peloton. It's Jakey Poo 27. is my name on Peloton.
Oh my god.
And mine is the great Nate, but it's THEGR the number 8 and then N and then number 8, the great Nate. I also want to endorse my on Peloton. For those who don't know, this is a deep dive. Mm-hmm. For those who don't know, on Peloton you can identify yourself as part of a group by using what they call a tag. So it's a hashtag. But it shows up while you are doing a class or while you're writing. And so I've created two. So for those of us who are Jewish Spartans, I have Team MSU Hillel. I want as many students as possible to join it as like a wellness challenge. I think that'd be really cool. And then I also have NJP, It's Nice Jewish Peloton. and I think that's really important. So Everyone is feel free to join my tags. I don't care about credit. I just want more people to use them. Yeah.
That's really funny. I think that's a pretty good segue into New Year's resolutions with
Peloton. Wow, Jake, you didn't let me talk about my break. How rude.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Did you? You said, oh, I wasn't sure if you had more to say other than Wonder Woman.
Oh, yeah.
How was your break, Sophie? I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's okay. It was pretty chill. I've mostly been watching The Amazing Race, like old seasons, because it is filling the void of me wanting to travel the world, even though, despite being stuck in a pandemic. I really want to go on the show now. As much as I'm a huge Survivor fan, I feel like I would do better at The Amazing Race than Survivor. But fine. And it's because of my wantingness to go on The Amazing Race, it actually ties into one of my New Year's resolutions.
Oh.
Which is working out more.
Ah.
Yeah.
That's good.
So I guess we could segue into that.
Sure, why not? That's what I was going to segue into. Anyway, that's a good segue. Working out more. Yeah, that's mine again. I want to get back on a workout schedule. I had a solid one, and I got a little lazy near the end of the semester, so I want to bring that back, and I just want to just get back on track, because it's like, I think when it comes to like losing weight, I think people get all hyped up about like, you can't eat foods and you can't eat this, you can't eat. It's just like, you just have to like, just eat less of foods you like. You can still eat foods you like. Like, that's something that I learned, is that like, you could still eat ice cream. Like, it's not like you can never eat ice cream again. It's just you eat less ice cream. And so when I thought about that way, I started losing weight like super quickly. And so it just made me happier. So I just want to get back into doing that. Mm-hmm. And do you have a resolution, Nate?
I do. Yeah. I've gone through so many different like trials and tribulations of resolutions. And so my sort of like intention or sort of mindset for this year is more. So I'm going to treat it as like the word is more. Okay. Yes. And what that means is it's going to be more of things rather than less of things. So rather than it's like less weight, less fast food, less, like less sleep, like less time, like less stress, it's going to be like more exercise, more water, more sleep, more time with my dog, and then like more mindfulness. And then like, I don't want to lose things. Instead, I want to gain things. Cause the reality too is like, I think that Sophie, your resolution of like working out more, I think is like a great example of like what more versus less is, right? It's like more working out rather than like less of something else. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's really great. So what I need to do is create some sort of like large, beautiful art piece that has my more whatevers. And then I need to put that up in my house so I can see it. But that's my kind of resolution-y thing.
Nice. Very philosophical.
That is very philosophical. So yeah, so this is the new year. This is another year of the Weekly Fetch. It is going to be a great year. Unfortunately, we're going to start wrapping up soon. But before we wrap up, we have a quick 20-second Torah portion. So let's hear our 20-second Torah.
It's time for 20-second Torah.
Hi, I'm Rabbi Jenna Stein Turo, and this is 20-second Torah. This week's Parsha is Shmot, the beginning of both the second book of the Torah and the oppression of the Israelites in Egypt. Pharaoh wants to decrease and weaken the Israelite population through harsh labor and living conditions. However, the Israelites thrive and grow in numbers and strength. A similar story has happened for the Jewish people time and time again, but we see from our biblical roots that the Jewish people is small but mighty, and we always survive.
Very good. So now, usually what we do is we have a L'chaim of the week, but because this is a new year, I thought 10 seconds ago, wouldn't it be a fun idea if we did a L'chaim of the year? So something we're looking forward to in the coming year, something that is exciting, something that, you know, just a quick shout out to 2021 and something that we can do. So I'll go first. My L'chaim of this year is that in the fall, I'm going to be starting grad school at U of M, which is something I'm very excited about. It's kind of like my first step into becoming a real adult man, which is scary, but like, it's time. I think it's, you know, I've been in college for so long. Now I'm just going to stay in college for just a little bit longer. So that's something I'm really looking forward to this year. What about you, Sophie?
I'm looking forward to graduating. Yeah. It's scary, but you know what? Be out in the real world, hopefully vaccinated too. Okay. So hopefully things will be back to normal so I could get a real job experience out of the gate and not have to work remote. That would be cool. But I'm also looking forward to, you know, just all the good things that are happening. Uh-huh. Within a couple days, you know, like 14 days from when we're recording this. Not gonna specify what that is, but if you know, you know. yeah.
That's funny. And then Nate, what about you?
I everything's around school here, which I think is really fun. I'm really looking forward to graduating with my master's degree in experiential Jewish education in August. I'll finish like formal coursework in May, and then I have a study abroad. For those who can't see, I'm air quoting study abroad, because I have a very strong feeling that rather than going to Israel, we will be like doing a virtual tour of Israel, which is fine. But yeah, very excited to be done. It's like 2 years really has, like, I felt like the 4 years of undergrad took a bajillion years. Uh-huh. 2 years of grad school has flown by like so fast. So loving every second of it, and I'm excited for it to end and have a degree.
That is exciting. It's exciting to think about the new year and the fact that it just started and we still have a whole year to go about. Who knows? Maybe in 6 months, the Weekly Fetch might have different hosts. In 9 months, who knows what'll happen? It's a crazy new year, but for this time being, we're still here. We will still be your hosts. We're still going to have lots of fun. We're going to have lots of fetching. We're going to have an awesome year. We're going to have some really cool guests, just like normal. It's been an absolute pleasure serving you in 2020, but now we're just going to keep bringing more fetching to you in 2021. We're not going anywhere. Stay tuned. Love you.
And that's our show. Thanks for kvetching with us this week. Make sure to subscribe to our podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Leave us a review and call a friend to tell them you love them. The Weekly Kvetch is hosted by me, Jake Rubin, and our executive producers are Sophie Dwoskin and Nate Strauss. This podcast is a production of MSU Hillel. Yalla bye, my friends.
Theme music produced by Peter Cooley.